Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another round of the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. I'm here, as always, to unpack the latest social media and marketing news, changes, and trends. So whether you're looking for inspiration or insights, this is the place to be. And don't forget, if you're enjoying the show, make sure to drop me a comment with your favorite thoughts from today's episode and hit that subscribe button. All right, let's jump in. First on my agenda today is the big update from Google Business Profiles. Now, you can see exactly what a customer sees when they look you up. Now, this new feature, I really can't stress enough how essential it is because it's now your chance to make the ultimate first impression and fine-tune your business listing down to the smallest detail. You really have to consider that when someone searches for your name or business, your Google Business Profile will be one of the first things that they see. So make sure you spend a little time cleaning this up. Now that you can actually see what it looks like from the customer perspective. Make sure you get your hours of operation right, your contact information, make sure your images are top-notch, and make sure to keep that business description succinct and enticing. Now remember, in this digital age, your online storefront is just as, if not more important than your physical one, and first impressions are everything. In other news, Instagram is keeping things fresh and exciting as usual. Hold on to your hats though, because now you can actually comment on a post with a reel. No more will simple text comments suffice. So now you can bring out your inner Spielberg and start responding in style. Could you actually imagine the creative possibilities here? I know I'm already brainstorming some fun reel responses for my clients, so I'm sure you already have some ideas. Now, real quick, I just want to chat about the new sensation that is Meta Threads. Now, I know I've been talking a lot about it already, but it's just not every day that an app storms past the 100 million users mark at record-breaking speed. Now, I've heard a lot of questions going on about how fast is that actually if you compare that to other popular apps to reach that 100 million users. Well, for Threads, it was actually in 5 days. They reached that 100 million user count in just 5 days. So for a little bit of a comparison, Instagram, it took them 26 months to reach 100 million users. Facebook took 54 months. And Twitter, dare I say, took a mind-boggling 65 months to reach that same milestone. So truthfully, in my humble opinion, the success of Threads clearly indicates a shift in social media usage patterns, with new users embracing new dynamic ways to communicate. And Meta, they are for sure not resting on their laurels. New features are on the horizon, including a following feed, editing options, post search, hashtags, and more. So if you've been on the fence about Threads, now might be the perfect time to join that bandwagon. Now, before I dive into our next bit of news, just a reminder to drop me a comment about your favorite update so far. And if you're not subscribed yet, you know what to do. Okay, TikTok fans, I've got some good news for you. The platform is actually working on an option to download videos without a watermark, but keep in mind, this feature will be limited to your own uploads. So while it's a nice touch for content creators looking to repurpose their TikTok videos across other platforms, you still won't be able to just go around downloading all the viral videos and cleaning hacks that you come across. So just take note. Now, this may not be a big shocker, but Twitter is expanding its reach, and they're trying to actually take a leaf out of LinkedIn's book. The platform is now testing a new feature to publish job offers directly on profiles. Now, this is kind of cool because it does open up a whole new avenue for businesses and recruiters. So coupled with this unique Twitter audience, who knows? I mean, maybe this could be the game changer in recruitment that businesses have been waiting for. I guess we'll find out. Do any of you sell a physical product out there? Shopify merchants might get excited because now you can sell products directly on TVs via Roku. This fusion of e-commerce and TV could literally be the next thing in cross-platform marketing. It's the perfect blend of the shopping convenience of e-commerce paired with the visual appeal of TV advertising. Honestly, I'm kind of excited to see how this pans out. Now, while I'm not sure who actually uses Redbox anymore, and truthfully, some of you may not even know what I'm talking about, but if you've used a Redbox rental kiosk recently, you may have actually noticed that TikTok trending videos and ads are making an appearance on them. Now, this is a classic example of how online and offline worlds are merging, expanding the reach of social media beyond the traditional confines of mobile and desktop streams. So I guess while TikTok is expanding their marketing avenues, there just must be enough people still using Redbox to make it worth their while. But I thought it was an interesting point to point out. Now, let's discuss Twitter real quickly. Amidst the whirlwind of changes and challenges the platform has recently faced, they actually reported that more than 99.9% of impressions on Twitter are from healthy content. This is a testament to Twitter's commitment to combat fake news and foster a safe online environment. So, if anything, marketers, this just reassures that your content is in good company. And truthfully, I think this is at least a little bit of positive news for the struggling platform. At this point in the podcast, I just want to remind you one last time to subscribe if you haven't yet, and be sure to drop me with a comment with the news that you find the most intriguing so far. Now, a round of applause, please, for Facebook. The platform actually hit an astronomical 3 billion monthly active users, making it the first social network to do so. If you really actually think about it, that's literally almost half of the planet's population, which is really insane. So imagine the audience reach potential for your next campaigns, whether you're, you know, US-based or international-based. I mean, the options are endless now at this point with Facebook. But it's not all smooth sailing in the world of social media. Meta's Threads, which honestly, it did have a record smashing launch week, has actually seen a drop in engagement. Daily active users are reportedly down by 20%, and time spent on the app has fallen by 50%. Now, this post-launch dip is not uncommon, and it truthfully will be interesting to see how Threads rebounds. But personally, I've really enjoyed the freshness of Threads, so I'd love to know what you've thought about your experience if you've jumped on it and been using it so far. Now, if you are a participant in everyone's favorite shopping holiday, which was Amazon Prime Day, they actually saw total spending in the U.S. reach a whopping $12.7 billion, marking a 6.1% growth year over year. So even in this, quote, downturn of the economy that lots of people are talking about, even Amazon Prime, people were spending money and they had a 6.1% growth compared to, you know, the past years they've done it. And in the video realm, Facebook is actually phasing out its watch feature and they will be replacing it with a comprehensive video tab. So all in all, this will now be the go-to source for all video content on Facebook. So it'll all include reels, long-form videos, live streams, you name it, it'll all be hubbed in one place. Now, I'm also sure that you've probably heard the news already about how Netflix, in a very controversial move, banned password sharing. However, due to this change, Netflix saw a significant 236% new subscriber bump, which is a hefty amount. Now, keep in mind, though, before you plan to imitate this strategy, remember that Netflix can afford to make bold moves like that, given their loyal user base. So not everybody can just pull that out and make that happen. However, obviously, it was a positive for their bottom line, which is good news for them, I guess, but not so good for us who use it. Now, real quickly, I want to talk about repetitive ads. A new study reported a 16% drop in purchase intent with such ads. So this is just a quick cue to marketers to diversify your ad content to make sure you're keeping your audience engaged and interested. You just don't want to have one ad rolling and people keep seeing it over and over and over and over. That's when people start to kind of drown it out. And obviously, there's with a 16% drop in purchase intent, that's something to consider if you're running targeted ads. Now, on a lighter note, for those who've been using Apple Maps, purely because it came with your iPhone, a lot of people were waiting for it to catch up to Google Maps. And exciting news for those of you, your day has come. Apparently, iPhone users are starting to actually prefer Apple Maps over its Google counterpart. So it's interesting that the shift might just call for a fresh look at your local SEO strategy, specifically making sure that your business is optimized for Apple Business Connect. And lastly, today, I want to give a quick nod to one of the most underrated marketing tools, the QR code. According to Bitly, QR code usage is up 41% from last year, showing how it's helping businesses bridge the in-person and online worlds. So if you're not already using QR codes in your marketing, it is time to reconsider. I don't know about you, but this was a long episode of marathon of tons of news, but I think we've made it through. So I hope today you found some valuable insights in today's episode of the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. Remember to subscribe for me and comment with your favorite takeaway from today. I'll be sure to catch you next week for another deep dive into the vibrant world of social media marketing. Make sure you keep innovating, experimenting, and remember that the world of social media never stands still, and neither should you.